Harper Audio presents The End of Average, How We Succeed in a World That Values Sameness by Todd Rose. Read by Fred Sanders. Introduction. The Lookalike Competition. In the late 1940s, the United States Air Force had a serious problem. Its pilots could not keep control of their planes. Although this was the dawn of jet-powered aviation and the planes were faster and more complicated to fly, the problems were so frequent and involved so many different aircraft that the Air Force had an alarming life-or-death mystery on its hands. "It was a difficult time to be flying," one retired airman told me. "You never knew if you were going to end up in the dirt." At its worst point, 17 pilots crashed in a single day. The two government designations for these non-combat mishaps were incidents and accidents, and they ranged from unintended dives and bungled landings to aircraft-obliterating fatalities. At first, the military brass pinned the blame on the men in the cockpits, citing pilot error as the most common reason in crash reports. This judgment certainly seemed reasonable, since the planes themselves seldom malfunctioned. Engineers confirmed this time and again, testing the mechanics and electronics of the planes and finding no defects. Pilots, too, were baffled. The only thing they knew for sure was that their piloting skills were not the cause of the problem.